you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is your season, step boldly into it. His divine grace is sufficient, and His Spirit is leading you.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, somebody give Him praise. Come on now, give Him praise. Hallelujah. Come on now. High glory. Kesha. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Father, we just want to welcome you into high glory. High glory. We want to welcome you into our midst this morning, oh God. Father, we declare and decree that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Father, we declare and decree that this is our season. This is our season. This is the season, Lord God. High glory that you are anointing us with your divine grace. Your divine grace. Woo, my God, your divine grace. Father, I declare and decree that I receive it right now. I declare and decree, oh God. I receive it right now. I declare and decree right now. High glory. I declare, I declare, I declare, I declare and count it done. It's done, it's done, it's done, it's done. Woo, glory, it's done, it's done, it's done. Hey, broko isha te kesha. Woo! Oh my God, my God, my God. Come on now. Somebody just begin to give Him praise. Come on, somebody just begin to give Him praise. High glory. Hey, go. Yahweh is in the building. High glory. Yahweh is in your bedroom. Yahweh is in your car. Yahweh is in the grocery store. He's coming through the technology. He's coming through the internet, the cell phone towers. Woo, my God. Desktop, laptop, tablets. High glory. He can't shot. Woo, my God, my God. There is none like Him. Oh, and Father, we give you glory. 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 We give you glory, come on now. Hey, glory. Keshe telabakosha. Hare kesha telabakosha. Hallelujah. Come on now. Praise Him. Come on. Just give Him praise. High glory. Just give Him praise. High glory. Yeah. Go. We know we have a new president. We've got everything is changing. Everything is moving. So, Father, right now, today, we take time and we just say that we are going to pray for our nation. We are going to pray for our nation. We are praying for the nation. Our glory. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning will not be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because My opinion can do you no good. Come on now. Glory. Now listen, I just want to pray for you this morning. Oh, come on. Let me just bring up the scripture. Now listen, So listen, first of all, thank you for joining in. I just want to pray for our nation, our leadership, our new president, and I want to pray for you as we start this day. Our glory, unprecedented things have gone forth this weekend. Everything from the president being inaugurated on Martin Luther King holiday, never been done that way. So Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you said, behold, I do a new thing, shall you not know it? It shall spring forth, shall you not know it? So what's happening in your life is going to spring. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God, somebody better type, I receive it. It is so. So Father, right now, I declare and decree, and let's go ahead and let's blow the shofar. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to let you go. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Devil, we serve you, notice. Father, first of all, we plead the blood of Jesus over this nation, over our government, over the leadership, over the House of Representatives, over the House of Senate, Father, over Congress, over governors and mayors and congressmen and high glory, all the levels of government, those who are in power that affect the laws from the president on down, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Father, for last season's president, President Biden and Vice President Harris. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that the transition shall not cause any ill effect with the transition into new leadership. Because, Father, right now, you said that this is our season, that you are anointed with God's divine grace. And Father, we declare and decree that this season we're going to abound. We're going to be abundantly furnished with high glory. This is the season. This is the season that 5785 is our season of multiplied and abundant grace according to Romans chapter 5, verse 20. High glory. Woo, my God, Romans chapter 5, verse 20. That says, high glory. It says, high glory. He came. Moreover, the law entered that the sin or offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Father, you said, high glory. Oh, my God, that we're going to abound. We're going to be abundantly furnished with, Lord God. Father, you also said that this is the season that we will always have, according to 2 Corinthians, Lord God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, high glory. Woo, my God, see? Hey, glory, when you remind God of what he says, remember, he responds to his word, that God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Father, I declare and decree that all grace is abounding. It's being fully furnished in the lives of your sons and daughters this morning. And that you, Father, you said that all grace shall abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency and all things may abound to every good work. Father, I declare and decree, oh God, woo, my God, my God, my God, that this is the season of the grace of acceptance. Father, you said, Lord God, that high glory, that having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Father, you accept us, and we accept ourselves. Oh, Father, come on. Come on, type it right now. It is so. How, Father, hey, glory. Father, now, then you said, high glory. Woo, that this is the season that we are anointed with God's divine grace according to 1 Samuel. Father, your word says that Samuel took the oil, verse 13, and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. It came upon Chet and Martha. It came upon Dorothy. It came on Missy Peace. It came upon, woo, glory. It came upon Gary. It came upon Wesley. Woo, it came upon Doug and Donna, it came upon her glory. Pastor John, it came upon, woo, Apostle, woo, Apostle Anthony and Apostle Andre. It came upon high glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God, everyone. Woo, my God, it came upon Patricia, it came upon Austin, it came upon Justin, it came upon Pastor Trey, it came upon, woo, come on, somebody better get up in this and see you, you better get in this. Father, I declare and decree, wealth and prosperity and divine health is their portion. And in the mighty name of Jesus, those that sow into this ministry, it came upon Michelle, it came upon. Woo, my God, my God. Now, Father, we declare and decree high glory that as we sow seed, Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So, Father, we are sowing the divine grace seed, whether into the ministry, high glory, by PayPal or by Zelle, high glory. Our glory, all by the Taruma, by sowing it into my Cash App at $2Profit, MD Bryant. Our glory, Keshe Talaba. Oh, my God. Our glory, Father, we thank you. We will not be surprised by what you do for us in this season. It will not be a surprise. Our glory. But, Father, we've sown seed for it. Woo, my God, my God, my God. We've sown seed into the harvest of this season. And we declare and decree that it is so. We declare and decree. We declare and decree, oh God, that it is so. We declare and decree. Woo, my God, my God. We declare and decree. High glory that it is so in Jesus' mighty name. Listen, sow your seed. Thank you for joining in. See, understand that you are blessed in this time and season, and you are being anointed with God's divine grace. See you next time. Tomorrow.